as me for you. From the Lincoln album, Someday Might Be Giants, and Anna Ng. Yeah, you heard the lyrics say, like a broken record, skip like a broken record, yeah.
Right after the announcements, it'll be time for an hour of bluegrass on the Black Diamond Show, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do save U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the older music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Tune into the Saturday Light Brigade, where host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Before we sample the WRCT Pittsburgh radio calendar and music calendar, Lisa Alexander from Calliope House has something she wants to tell us.
Hi, I'm Lisa Alexander from Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society. We're thrilled to be kicking off our 22-23 concert season with master musicians Bruce Molsky and Tony Trischka on Saturday, October 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty. NPR says, "It's no exaggeration to say that Molsky is one of the greatest American fiddlers of all time. His playing is transporting and best experienced live." The banjo virtuoso Tony Trischka is referred to by NPR as the great banjo liberationist and raised the banjo's profile in many ways. WSJ calls him the father of banjo fusion. We sincerely can't wait for this show, and we hope that you'll join us on Saturday, October 1st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets and more information can be found on our website at www.calliopehouse.org.
Thank you, Lisa. More listings are available for both the radio calendar and the music calendar at wrct.org on the Events tab. Here's a pair of listings from the WRCT radio calendar. The Ligonier Highland Games at Idlewild Park, up in Ligonier, Pennsylvania, September 17th, that Saturday, the 63rd Annual Ligonier Highland Games, a day-long celebration of Scottish traditions and heritage. The game features music and entertainment, including fiddling, harping, piping, and drumming, Highland dancing, cooking, weaving, plus heavy athletics, such as stone throws, hammer throw, and caber toss. Ligonier Highland Games, held Saturday, September 17th, at Idlewild Park on Route 30 in Ligonier. For more information, visit LigonierHighlandGames.org, LIGONIER, HighlandGames.org. Also on Saturday the 17th, the Point Breeze Yard Sale. Various locations in Point Breeze, Saturday, September 17th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. More information available at PointBreezeYardSale.org. And here are some listings from the WRCT Music Calendar. Friday the 16th, at the Thunderbird at 8 p.m., the Steep Canyon Rangers. Saturday the 17th at 5:30 p.m. at Refugio Winery, 907 Western Avenue in Pittsburgh. Clint Hoover and Rick Manasseh will be doing Clinks from the American Songbook, Jazz, Blues, and More, harmonica and piano duo. Sunday the 18th at 2 p.m. at the Backyard at 8th and Penn, the Model Airs. Sunday the 25th at 8 p.m. at Club Cafe Western Centuries with Third Set Cherry. Tuesday the 27th at 5 p.m. at the Backyard at 8th and Penn, Thomas Wendt Quintet. And at 8 p.m. on the 27th at the Thunderbird Sierra Hall with Taylor Ray. And jumping ahead to October 1st, as Lisa told you, at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, Calliope presents Bruce Smolski and Tony Trischka. The WRCD radio and music calendars are heard daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m., unless we are in the throes of automation, and are also available at wrcd.org. If your organization would like to post an event or an online event on our calendar, send email to music-calendar@wrct.org or radio-calendar@wrct.org. Submit notices at least 2 weeks in advance for the event date, and be sure to include the venue, artist name, or event title, date, time, and a short description. Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to episode 191 of the Black Diamond Show. I am Mando Richard, and I really enjoy bringing you about an hour of bluegrass music every week, and I sure hope you enjoy the songs as well. Well, let's get things started, shall we? With the band Mile 12.
Going up on a mountain, I saw a little cave. See my candy darling, my only Liza J. Dark clouds rising, surely looks like rain. When it stops falling down, I'm coming home again. Darling.
folks. We're going to play a little tune now. Some folks call it Sally Johnson, but us folks down south call it Katie Hill. So we're going to play it for you. Here we go.
Lonesome blues, I just can't lose. I'm blue. the whistle blows, I want to pack my clothes and go.
The lonesome sigh of a train going by makes me want to stop and cry.
While you listen to the Tony Rice Unit play the Beaumont Rag from their old record Unit of Measure, I'll tell you about the set of music with which we opened up today's Black Diamond Show. Back at the beginning of this show, we heard from Mile 12, their single from 2020, Rocky Island. Wasn't that great? Then we went back to the 1930s for Lo Stokes on the fiddle and Riley Puckett on the introduction and the guitar doing Sally Johnson. Then we moved ahead to 1950 for Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys doing I'm Blue and I'm Lonesome. Who's coming next? It's Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Side of the Mountain right here on the Black Diamond Show.
Now don't forget me, little darling, while I'm growing old and gray. Just a little thought before I'm going far away. Side where the wild red roses grow, on the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall. Many years ago,
promises you gave me, and so I'll be waiting on the hillside when the day you will call. On the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall. Answer, darling, tell me where you can be. It's been so long since I've seen you, but your love still lingers on. Don't forget me, little darling, though our love affair seems gone.
Sunny side of town, where the kids and the wildflowers grow. It beats that old run here around, since I'm living on the sunny side of town. Well, the years haven't been too good to me. I thought women and the liquor was all I'd ever need. Yeah, the nightlife always called my name. I got tired of playing that losing game. So I'm living on the sunny side of town, where the kids and the wildflowers grow. It beats that old running around, since I'm living on the sunny side of town. Day I could get away from living this life that I had made. But with you, my heart's found a home. I can put away the memories of being alone. How's I'm living on the sunny side of town, where the kids and the wildflowers grow. It beats that old running around, since I'm living on the sunny side of town. Yes, I'm living on the sunny side of town, where the kids and the wildflowers grow. It beats that old running around, since I'm living on the sunny side of town. Yes, I'm living on the sunny side of town.
spreading their fragrance through the air. Walking through the little churchyard, soon we'll all be resting there. A few more tiring days still face us. A few more weary nights will come. We'll all be on our way to heaven when a few more seasons come.
Got this one here. When I was 7 years old, trying to be Tarzan when the tire swing broke. This one's from high school, when I drove off mad, tore down that dirt road, took the corner too fast. Got this one summer on the bank of Salt Creek. Brother thought he caught a big one, but it was just me. And there's one on my heart when I saw Daddy cry as they folded up that flag when his daddy died. Every scar has a story to tell, how life left its mark on me. I can't forget how it felt, the memories are carved so deep. Just prove that I'm living, that's what they are. Every scar has a story to tell. Well, everybody's got reminders of her past. Some make us cry, some make us laugh. Some we wear with honor, some we try to hide. The ones that change my life the most aren't even mine. They covered the back of an innocent man. He's got them from nails in his feet and his hands. There's one on his side where a sword cut him deep. They're all over him instead of me. Every scar has a story to tell, how love left its mark on me. I can't forget how it felt, the memories are carved so deep. Just proof I'm forgiven, that's what they are. Every scar has a story to tell. Has a story to tell. Every scar has a story to tell.
Thank you.
while you listen to a track called Lawnmower from David Benedict's 2018 record, The Golden Angle. I'll tell you about that last set of music you heard here on the Black Diamond Show back at the beginning of the set from that old United Artists album that came out in 1972. Will the Circle Being Broken? 3 discs. Yeah. You heard Jimmy Martin and a cast of at least a dozen doing Sunny Side of the Mountain. Then Michael Cleveland and his band Flamekeeper gave you The Sunny Side of Town from their 2014 record On Down the Line. Then back to about the late 1950s, we heard the Stanley Brothers doing A Few More Seasons. And the last thing in the set was from Darren and Brooke Aldridge from their 2011 album So Much in Between, Every Scar. Start the next set off with a single from Mack Wiseman. Thanks for tuning in to the Black Diamond Show.
Oh, my dear, I haven't got the right to love you. Deep regrets of yesterday still torture me. I wish I didn't have to face guilty conscience like I do each time I see you secretly. I feel that I am stealing part of heaven every time I hold you in my arms this way, 'cause I know I haven't got the right to love you while my heart is bound by vows of yesterday. Condemn this love that's growing day by day. Though I know I haven't got the right to love you, can I ever tell my heart that it's too late? I'd give the world if only I could hold you without feeling guilty of an awful crime. In my heart, I can't help feeling that you're mine. I'd kill the world if only I could hold you without feeling guilty of an awful crime. Though I know I haven't got the right to in my heart, I can't help feeling that you're mine.
Bye-bye, love. Hello, heartache. You didn't waste a second. The minute she was gone, so long, good times.
pay their sorrow. Just come on in and make yourself at home.
I didn't see it coming till I saw her going. I should have seen her leaving in her eyes. Lord, I broke her heart in two. Now I know what I would do if I could, but it's way too late to try.
Bye-bye, love. Hello, heartache. You didn't waste a second the minute she was gone. So long, good times. Hey there, sorrow. Just come on in and make yourself at home.
Time back then out playing, our love would not have ended with me saying.
Bye-bye, love. Hello, heartache. Didn't waste a second the minute she was gone. So long, good times. Hey there, sorrow. Just come on in and make yourself at home. Just come on in and make yourself at home.
Cheating life. See you once and I'll see you a million more. Your look lingers after you've closed the door. I can't erase the way you looked at me. I think time's made a deal with my heart that I can love you even from a
fiddlers is a young lady named Bronwyn Keith Hines, and here you're listening to her and her band play the Hendersonville Hop from her 2020 record Fiddler's Pastime. Now, what did you hear in that last set of music? Well, back at the beginning of the set, we heard Mack Wiseman's 1954 single I Haven't Got the Right to Love You. It came out on the Dot label. Then we heard from the Lonesome River Band's 2022 record Heyday. We heard them doing a really reconstructed version of Bye Bye Love. That was a lot of fun. Then I let you hear my absolute favorite song from Delia Bell and Bill Grant, Don't Let Me Cross Over. A lot of bands have done that, but that is one of my favorite versions of it. Delia Bell and Bill Grant, Don't Let Me Cross Over, from their 1984 Rounder LP, The Cheer of the Home Fires. And the last thing on the set was Kenny and Amanda Smith and their band doing Going By Again from their 2005 record, Always Never Enough.
think we've got time to squeeze in a couple more before we get to our gospel song. Here come Flattened Scruggs and all the Foggy Mountain Boys.
Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, I'm gonna lay down the cold root down.
Wake up, Donnie Corey, what makes you sleep so sound? The highway robbers are coming, they're gonna tear your playhouse down.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay Donnie Corey down.
Seen Donnie Corey on the banks of the deep blue sea. She had a 44 buckled around her and a banjo on her knee.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay
Donnie
Corey down.
And go get me my gun. I ain't no man for trouble, but I die before I drown.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay Donnie Corey down.
But he sure put up a stout fight. I'd slay to no good cheating man, but that don't make killing right. Sheriff chased me in Old Bay all the way to the foot of the mountainside. Running free, I gave him the rein, then I held on tight for the ride. Riding the lightning, roping the storm. A saddle horn. Me and Old Bay stood rolling the dice, betting the entire farm, riding the lightning, roping the storm. Pressing the southbound wind, never stopping too long to think twice. Been roping the storm since the day I was born, riding lightning all of my life. Riding the lightning, roping the storm. Towed by a whirlwind, hitched to a saddle horn. Me and Old Bay stood rolling the dice, betting the entire farm. Riding the lightning, roping the storm. Hey, I'm riding the lightning, roping the storm.
Cleveland and Florida, you're listening to the Trinity River Band do Barefoot Breakdown from their 2014 record, Better Than Blue. And while you're listening, I'll tell you about the two songs you just heard and the last song you'll hear today. Two songs you heard before. Barefoot Breakdown first, you heard Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and all the Foggy Mountain Boys doing Dig a Hole in the Meadow from their 1962 record Flatt and Scruggs at Carnegie Hall, which was actually recorded in 1961. Then you heard from Shannon and Heather Slaughter, Riding the Lightning, Roping the Storm from their 2015 record Never Just a Song. Well, speaking of Never Just a Song, here comes the seldom seen with one of everybody's favorite gospel numbers.
I'd keep on kitchen, and I'd work on a building too.
I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building for my love, for my love. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
And our gospel song today was The Seldom Seen, doing Working on a Building. I played it from their 1974 Rebel LP, Old Train. Well, it's time for me to get my old train of a body out of here, and thank you, everybody, for having listened to episode 191 of The Black Diamond Show. I am Mando Richard. You can always drop me a note on Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. And I'll see you next week on the radio.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We have a really packed program today, so I'm going to do everybody a favor and not spend 5 minutes talking about how it's a packed program and just get into the substance. They're now trying to ban abortion nationally. I told you this would happen. It wasn't just me. It's not a pat on the back. It was very obvious, and many of us were predicting, after the Supreme Court made a decision which overturned Roe v. Wade, overturning the fundamental right to an abortion in most cases for in the United States, we had this prediction that this was only the beginning. Now, why was it such an obvious prediction? Well, you don't get your biggest win and then stop. I mean, you know, even Michael Jordan won 3 championships before he temporarily retired and then came back and then won 3 more. Would have been weird to just win that first one and then say, see everybody later. On the one hand, there were the sort of more obvious predictions. Well, once you overturn the right to an abortion, the next thing is you try to ban it outright. You go beyond just overturning it as a right. You say, let's make this illegal. And then beyond that, it's maybe they'll try to overturn the gay marriage decision from 2015. And on the far end, it's, well, do they want to try to overturn interracial marriage? Much more far-fetched. But the point is, you don't stop after your biggest victory. And now, indeed, Lindsey Graham has introduced a nationwide abortion ban just weeks after he said, well, that's something that should be left up to the states. Lindsey Graham is a hypocrite, of course, but that's not really what this is about. This is really about the obvious predictability that this is something they were going to try to do. As Rolling Stone writes, Lindsey Graham introduced a federal abortion ban Tuesday, weeks after declaring it's an issue that should be left to the states. I think we should have a law at the federal level, says Lindsey, that would say that after 15 weeks, no abortion on demand. Now, on demand is another one of these propaganda terms. What does it mean on demand? It's like you could just add it to anything. Well, I don't know. What about knee replacement on demand? We're talking about the exact same process by which you consult with a doctor and then a decision is made and a procedure is either done or not done at the agreement of the doctor and the patient. On demand is another one of these phrases that's just meant to make things seem completely out of control. Anyway. As Rolling Stone writes, Graham wants to overrule the right of states to set their own abortion laws, despite having said on several occasions it should actually be decided by states, not the federal government. Just last month, he said, quote, I think states should decide the issue of marriage and states should decide the issue of abortion. So they're trying to do it. Talking Points memo article, Republicans move to ban abortion nationwide. And it also, this particular article goes on to talk about the bigger picture strategy. And there is some risk to this strategy. And this is kind of where I want to focus in, because we knew they were going to do this and how they're going to do it is obvious. Okay, fine. It's all totally predictable. When you look at polling, abortion being legal in most cases is quite popular with Americans. In fact, Americans are very divided about so many different issues, but abortion being legal in most cases is one of the issues on which Americans are relatively united. You see significantly more than 60% support for that. And so there's a risk, and we'll see in November whether that risk ends up damaging Republicans. There's a risk that if you focus too much on banning and preventing abortion, that you will lose support and that you will lose elections. So there is a political risk here for sure. When you are loudly running against something that is popular nationally, there's a couple of